The best part about calling into the Money Pit is that you never know who you might be helping. Maybe Michael in Texas, who wants to remove some ceramic tile, is going to help you with what you're working on. Michael, tell us what you're doing.
Yeah, I've got about a 250 to 300 square foot kitchen area that I need to remove the ceramic tile to put laminate flooring down, or do something with the carpet area, which is the rest of the house, which is, I don't know, 2,000 square feet.
All right, I'm not following you on this. You're talking about the kitchen with ceramic tile that you might have to remove to put down laminate, but you're having a question about carpet and the rest of the house. So what room are we working on here, first of all?
The whole house.
The whole house. All the rooms, Tom.
Right. You have to have a flat surface, and then the kitchen and the rest of the house, it's like a big great room.
Okay.
And don't you have to have a flat surface going from transitioning one area to the other area?
Well, either that or you have to have a saddle. You mean you have to have a sill or a saddle that covers the difference. Yeah, threshold. That's the word. A threshold.
And I also got about a 12-foot square area that I got to take up the tile or do the same thing, too.
Let's talk about your material choices. You know, ceramic tile is great. It's a lot maintenance because of the grout lines. Laminate floor is a wonderful choice for a kitchen because it's very, very durable stuff. It's easy to put down, and it doesn't need nearly as much maintenance as other forms of flooring. When you put it down, you can actually put it on top of ceramic tile, believe it or not, as long as it's flat. But this way, it's going to be up a little bit higher, and you're going to have to threshold down to the carpet, most likely, which is in the rest of your house.
And, Michael, make sure when you put down the new laminate flooring that you take the appliances out and adjust for that new height difference. Otherwise, you're going to trap your dishwasher.
And you'll never be able to replace it if you have to.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking about is and also just the transition from where the carpet is to where the laminate tile. You just put like a piece of wood there or something?
Yeah, a piece of, you could, you know, if you can't find one that's store-bought that fits, you could buy a piece of oak and with a table saw it could be sawed to fit. I mean, I have had to do that in my house where I had one floor that was higher than the other, and I've had to sort of make my own threshold. But one way or the other, you can build it up with several pieces or you can carve your own. Just to make that transition between the two, because you want the threshold to probably cover the lip of the laminate floor a little bit as well.
Oh, okay. So it'd be, what, 3 inches wide, 2 inches
yeah,
wide?
Yeah, about the size of a doorway, about 4 inches wide.
I guarantee you have some in your house right now.
Absolutely. Okay, Michael, thanks so much for calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT, 888-666-3974.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.